guys. Welcome to Pacas and Dweebs podcast.
All right, what's up, everyone? Welcome to the podcast. It's here, me, Bote.
Juanchino.
Your friendly neighborhood one-eyed ghoul, Luis.
And Navi underscore 5 underscore the OG host. You can follow me on twitch.tv/xnobleghost5x. And you'll be hearing this intro quite often just to, you know, trying to build up my Twitch stream. I suck at it, but come hang out, you know, have fun.
Come watch our Spectator Fridays.
Yes, as they call it, Spectator Fridays, because I die a lot. But before we kick the podcast off, just a quick apology for last week's podcast. It was supposed to be anime and video games, but as you guys know, me over here, Navi, I'm going to stick with Navi, you know, shorter than Navi underscore 5 underscore. I made it into a Fortnite podcast. So, yeah, I didn't get much anime there. So for this week's podcast, we're going to focus heavily on that anime with a little bit of ending it with a bit of gaming at the end. And then next week, we should be back to normal, you know, 50-50 anime video games. And for this week's podcast, we decided to focus on top three animes from A1 Studios. And Red Fox over here is going to kick us off with that list. Well, it's not really a list, but, you know, you get what I'm saying.
All right. One of them here, it's from A1 Pictures. If you guys don't know, A1 Pictures, most of their animes have really good artwork to them compared to any other studios. Usually each studio has something they're good at. Some have better animation, some have art, some have the type of designs that they choose for their characters. And on this one, we're talking about A1, which is their art. One of their animes would be Blue Exorcist. Blue Exorcist has a pretty good art to it. And it's, if you look up most of the online top animes, you'll see this one at least in their top 10 for them.
Where can people watch this anime exactly?
You can watch, if you have Netflix, you can watch the first season there. And if you have Crunchyroll, you can see both of the seasons that are out for it.
Two seasons. Okay. Yes. And is this anime complete or is this an ongoing one? Or do you happen to know if it's going to be long, short, you know, any details you can give our listeners?
It is not over. I'm pretty sure it's not over because after the second season, you know, he hasn't accomplished his goal. So there'll be more.
Okay, more to come. And then besides these streaming websites, I like to give our listeners a couple of websites online where they can go and watch animes, because I know Netflix, Crunchyroll, Hulu, all these ones that actually get rights to these animes don't always have the newest ones when they come out in Japan. So some recommendation websites, please, gentlemen.
I'd give 9anime a chance. The video options on how to skip, or it has an actual auto playlist, which is pretty fun. You don't have to worry about clicking or if you're on your phone tapping your screen. The only not so fun side of that website is if you're using an Android phone, there's a lot of pop-ups, so be ready to cancel out on some websites that you probably don't want to get caught watching. And then
the dirty.
And then there is if you have a Apple product,
hashtag not sponsored,
yes, they do have a good pop-up. You'd be good on that one. I believe they might have an app for it, not sure, but just give 9anime a chance. It's really fun to use. Just a lot of pop-ups if you don't have a good pop-up or a good any kind of virus protection.
And if you're like me, the guy that mostly just watches animes, doesn't read mangas or any of that, you can always give that basic, I don't know if it's basic, but you know, Kiss Anime. That's just the mainstream website that I feel is the mainstream website. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, Kiss Anime. It's on the phones. It's on your computer. You can watch animes there as well that you can't find on Netflix, Crunchyroll, Hulu, and all these wonderful streaming sites we have.
Also not sponsored by Kiss Anime in any way, but iTunes does have an app for it. Android doesn't. It has a fake one, so don't download it on Android. If you have an iPhone or any kind of Apple product, do download it there. They have a good website. I mean, a good app for it.
There you guys go. You're hearing it from an Android user himself.
So back to the enemies that A1 has produced.
We were on the Blue Exorcist topic. Like, we didn't even give our listeners any brief description. Like, anything without spoilers that we can just like a little brief touch. So that way, if they're interested, they can check it out, you know?
All right, well, it's about two brothers who are twins. And they find out that they are the sons of Satan.
Ho-ho.
And I guess that's it, because if I say a little more, you know, I might ruin something by accident.
Okay, so the two main characters are twins, and they're offsprings of Satan. Yeah,
they find out they're offsprings of Satan, and one of them, his main goal is to kill his father.
Okay, okay. And does this one pick up quick, or do our listeners have to give it like a couple episodes in to get the feeling, you know? Because some people like that fast pace, like get straight to the point. Some people like that build up. Like, what can our listeners expect from this?
From what I remember, I think from episode one, you're going to want to keep watching it.
Okay, okay.
I think it was one or two, but it does pick up pretty fast.
Okay, so it's pretty good. You find
some stuff going to happen in there.
There you guys go, you know, spawn their children from Satan. What more do you want? Sounds like a pretty interesting anime to me.
So it's a supernatural genre if you're into it with action.
Or if you're not into that, another one on our list is Your Lie in April.
Yes, Your Lie in April. Very good anime. Known for its amazing soundtrack. Characters, all of them are really good. Voice actors, both Japanese and English, which it is. You could find it, I believe it's still on Netflix. It's all dubbed. It's all subbed there. You're into tearjerkers. This one will make you shed a tear.
And obviously, by the White Owl picking this up right away, you should be able to feel this personally. Maybe one of his tops from the A1 pictures, because right away, woo, he jumped on it.
No, yeah. Like I said, I'm not into like the very very cheesy or very happy animes. I mean, this. I don't want to say this is super happy and super bubbly, but it is one of those that I gave a chance that was in a darker horror, drama, psychological genre.
Let's just say it makes it very relatable to you. If you're still going to school, you know, high school, college, dive, any of that, you can somehow relate to these characters, as they call it, you know, slices of life. That is Your Lie in April right there. It's a pretty good anime. I was forced to watch it, ended up enjoying it myself. And I've been recommending it, all thanks to the forcefulness of the Red Fox and the White Owl over here.
Yeah, it took them like years, though.
Oh, it did. It took a while.
Well, come on. It took years to get me to even watch anime in the first place.
Yeah, anything takes a long time for you to start watching, dude.
Yeah, call me Mr. Stubborn.
We pretty much have to put the thing on for you, or else you won't watch it.
Non-anime related, have you ever seen the introduction to Robot Chicken, where the scientist forces the poor robotic chicken to like watch all these shows?
Yeah, I'm the chicken.
He's the chicken. I'm the with a scientist.
I'm the chicken right there. But yeah, You're Lying April, good anime. And unlike other mainstream animes that you guys may have heard of, like Naruto, Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball Super, Fairy Tail, One Piece, Hunter x Hunter, Your Lie in April concludes in about how many episodes? 24, 25?
I believe it's 24 episodes or 20. Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll be able to binge watch this if you'd like. In 24 episodes, you'll know the ending. You won't have to wait for anything. And you'll be able to get this anime off your list.
And you're going to need a few tissues. You might start crying.
And if you don't cry, I don't know what's wrong with you. I shed a tear. So pretty. So now you know, spoiler alert or spoiler lateness, it's a tearjerker, as it was said earlier. Mm-hmm. Now, moving on from tearjerkers, though, to something I consider it more action-y. Seven Deadly Sins.
And I'm pretty sure everybody's heard of it. It's one of the big animes that's trending right now.
Especially since Netflix picked it up. And you know how Netflix is. They drop all the episodes at once before they put it on their site. So as of right now, Netflix has what? Is it just considered season one, right?
Season one and then that 4-episode one, right? And it has both of them.
Yeah, so as of right now, you can watch those. But from the websites we mentioned earlier, Kiss Anime and what was the other one again?
Nine Anime.
That's where you can start watching season two that started in, was it the winter or this spring?
Started in the winter.
There you guys go. It's the new season starting in the winter.
It's continuing right now.
And it's continuing now. Do you guys know if it's going on for the summer?
No, it's only got 25 episodes, so it ends after this season.
There you guys go. Right now, it's ongoing and everything. Right now, they just barely started the spring part of it. It's a really good anime. Let's give them a brief overview, though. Like, what does this take place? What is this? We just said it's action-y. What can we say about it? Come on, guys.
I want to say it's like medieval. I don't know. Like, from the first, I've only seen the first season. I liked it, but I haven't been able to catch up to the most current season just simply because Tokyo Ghoul and rewatching a lot of Cowboy and Trigun. I'm more into rewatching a lot of old animes. Like I said the last episode, I'm a very picky guy. But from what I'm seeing for Seven Deadly Sins, is like medieval, supernatural, adventure. Obviously, just with Seven Deadly Sins, it's going to be supernatural. There's nothing. When it sins, it's supernatural. And
these sins are people, by the way. These are the seven deadly sins. In a world where magic and knights rule, these seven deadly sins are considered to be the top of their game. the best of the best, or am I mistaken anywhere?
Well, dude. I mean, not all of them are people. You got like the Fairy King, which is
that's right. That's how Seven Deadly Sins is. There's different realms, which are, what are the realms for our listeners that they don't know? There's the humans. You said the fairies, and then the demon clan, and I believe there was one more, the giants, and that's where some of our sins come from there. And no spoilers here. I ain't trying to ruin anything. You know, I don't know if you're like me. I'm very picky with my animes. I don't like to know anything about my animes until I watch it myself. So you guys got it. There's four clans in there, and they're all living in peace and harmony. And the seven deadly sins are some of the greatest warriors that has ever grazed this world.
Also, side note, it's funny as hell.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's got its raunchy and edgy moments, obviously, with the main
Sir Meliodas. Sir Meliodas.
You only hear that if you watch the dubbed version, though.
Yeah.
Correct the mundo, because that's where I started, the dubbed. Yeah, this guy over here, Navi, doesn't really read mangas. He doesn't really watch sub. He's starting to get more into sub, but usually watches dubbed, you know, because I like to eat food or do something while I'm watching my anime. Can't really read and eat at the same time. Can't multitask. My bad. But yeah, so you hear that, Sir Meliodas? You'll be hearing that a lot. I'm just saying. She might be your favorite. You never know. Yes, it's a she. Not a trap. True story.
Not Meliodas.
Meliodas isn't the she. I forget her name. What was it, Amelia?
It's Elizabeth.
There you go, Elizabeth. There you go. So now you know two characters off of the seven deadly sins. And plot twist, one of them is a sin. Ooh.
I'm pretty sure they're all sins. That's why they're called the seven deadly sins.
I don't know. Elizabeth doesn't sound like a sin to me.
Well, she's not part of the seven deadly sins.
Way to ruin it. Now they know who the sin is. They had a guess between Sir Meliodas and Elizabeth who the sin was, and you just told them, so thank you.
They would have found that in the first 5 minutes.
True. True, true.
All right, so...
These three animes that we just went off of, they're all A1 pictures.
And then just a little extra just to start venturing into the next topic with animes. Off of this A1, everybody knows it. It's one of the biggest animes out there. It's gotten multiple or just one movie for Sword Art.
One of the biggest animes? I don't know if you can consider it big. Depends what you call big. I want to say it's one of the mainstream ones.
Yeah, one of the more bigger mainstreams when it came out. Yes.
Sword Art Online.
So yeah, it's one of their top 10 for the A1 Studios. I want to say it didn't only get big, but it got big because of the whole gaming and adventure and the fact that your imagination is very vast and it gives you that...
It got big because it had to do with going into a virtual world like all the gamers want nowadays. You put on a headset, you're lying in your room, and you're controlling this computer character, and you do whatever the hell you want in that virtual world. So, come on, who wouldn't want to do that? With the biggest plot twist, you get hijacked. Oh, my God.
First season.
You just ruined the whole anime for people.
And I'm sorry for ruining it for everyone. But
I'm pretty sure by now everybody has watched it. Or and even has been spoiled by...
And if you haven't... This is how I feel personally, is that first season could have done a whole lot better, because everything after it, I enjoy it. I still want to keep up with the animes.
Just for those who haven't seen it, let's not ruin it.
Yeah,
it
the was first rushed. Season. Yeah.
It was rushed, but I guess it did its job because it became very popular regardless.
I believe it had so much potential with that first season.
That first season, in my opinion, only half of it was good.
I want to say that first season could have been easily One Piece status, where it could have gone for episodes.
Maybe they were trying to avoid that. You know how I told you guys that? I don't think I said it, but recently animes have been trying to make them short, 24 episodes, 30 episodes. You know, get it done and over with.
Because those come from light novels.
Oh, light novels.
That's why they're that short.
Oh, well, there you go.
They're not actually shonen, which is like Naruto, One Piece, how they keep going.
And I guess I'm into light novels. There you guys go. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you're the light novel person.
Fuck it. Excuse my language. I don't encourage it.
But yes, it got big for that aspect. That it made you imagine, like, what if we had that type of technology? And it also gave you that if we had that technology, it'd still be pretty scary just due to the first season.
Yes.
And so the way it's programmed off of the set that you use or the headset that you use to go into the game.
Let's just say it's not very nice. Not very nice at all.
No. And then other than that, you know, that was one of their biggest picture, because they got a movie off of it that got released in a few selected cities over here in America.
Hell yeah. I saw that movie. Where was it? San Jose, Santa Clara, somewhere over there. forgot what it was. It was Sword Art Online Ordinal Scale. There we go.
Yeah, I bought a ticket and I couldn't use it.
Oh, that's right. The White Owl over here, he bought a blank ticket, and the blank ticket doesn't count to those special events.
So, I mean, I have a ticket somewhere in my email.
So, reference to you listeners, if you ever go watch an anime movie, make sure you buy a ticket to the movie, not a blank ticket. If you buy a blank ticket, that blank ticket is valid for any movie but that special screening of the anime movie. That way, be warned. You don't want to end up like the White Owl with a blank ticket and not being able to watch that movie.
But it sure wasn't the first anime that brought gaming into the anime world. We have games, anime such as Overlord, which is it's an ongoing anime. Another anime I need to catch up to, honestly.
Second season just ended, and I think a third season got announced already.
I didn't even know that.
So what is this Overlord? I don't know what the hell Overlord is. Brief description, please, for the listeners.
So pretty much Overlord is the brief description is that it's a person that was really good at a MMO, and then after years later, he logs in one more time, and then he meets up with one friend, and after that he tries to disconnect, but something doesn't go right, and he's transferred to the world of the game.
Well, he gets actually put into the world from there.
Yeah, with all his powers. So he has all his buffs. He has all his items. He's OP. Yeah, he's broken.
Is his real body still in the real world? Is my question. I'm curious.
I have no clue. It doesn't tell you.
Okay, it doesn't tell you. You just know that he's actually.
It's cool because you hear his mind, but you can hear the character's voice.
Okay. You know, when you first said Overlord, the first thing I thought in my mind was Power Rangers. I don't know why.
The heck?
Overlord makes me think like maybe a group of like superpowered people that take on enemies or something. Overlord, I don't know.
Oh, well, he goes on. I don't know. I don't want to know. I can't say if they're enemies. Like I said, I haven't finished the anime myself. I don't know if they're who or what's the enemy, because from the few episodes I saw, he is the enemy simply because he is the number one. Well, in the gaming world, he's the number one boss because he's the strongest one. But obviously, the character is not an evil person. So, I mean, I don't know who or what's the enemy. The thing is, the anime is really good.
And pretty much Basics is a guy that played a lot of video games, had a really good account, apparently stopped playing for a while, who knows why, comes back, and then he gets transported into the actual game. And that's Overlord in a nutshell so far from what I interpreted. Correct, Amundo, or am
correct.
I wrong? So what about this No Game No Life that you guys have mentioned before?
No Game No Life.
Ooh, that's... you sound very interested, Juan. Yeah, yeah. What is this?
That's my motto.
No life. Why? What is this anime? What is
so
this?
Pretty much there is a group called Blank, like literally.
They're called what?
Blank.
Blank. Okay.
Because they don't need a name. That's how good they are.
So is this another gaming anime then? Okay. So that model though, that model where we left off with the No Game No Life. You didn't give me a description of this anime though.
So No Game No Life is about this duo, both sister and brother, and their nicknames are called Blank.
Blank.
Because they're really good in video games.
Blank.
That's their character name.
Legit, yeah. They're called Blank. Yeah, B-L-A-N-K.
No, it shows you a name on top. It says Blank.
Blank.
Damn.
Then there's one day, a person challenges them to chess.
Basic game of
chess?
Basic game of chess, yes. Yeah.
You know, like chess with the horse, the knight, chess. And the rogue, and all that?
Online.
rogue,
whatever you want to call that.
Now I got confused.
So, all right. So
they end up beating the challenger.
Okay.
And then the challenger writes a message to them, like, do you want to go to a world that has games? And that's when they transfer to this world.
So they get transported into the video game world. So this is another anime where...
It's not a video game world. It's like a different realm.
So it's a realm. Okay.
Well,
a realm.
They settle everything with games.
Yeah, pretty much.
So this is another anime where they leave their physical real world and get transported either to a video game or like another realm, like you just said, type of world where they're no longer where they live, so they're not doing their everyday tasks and everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. What else can you tell me about this No Game No Life?
But I'll tell you a little bit more. It's just gonna spoil the whole thing.
Okay, so since we're getting to that, I don't want that for our listeners. So, how about is it a short one that gets done like a light novel? As I've learned, is this considered a light novel that's gonna end like that?
I think
it's only one season. It's only one season.
Oh, far. There's a movie that just came out not too long ago.
Oh, okay. So our listeners can go out, check out this one season, and boom, they're done with another anime, another one off their list.
Yes.
Nice. You guys heard it here first.
Didn't they say there was going to be another season for it?
Yeah, there's going to be another season pretty soon.
So, No Game, No Life as of right now. But if they finish this one season, they won't have any, like, because thought bubbles or anything?
Yeah, because this anime had potential, because I don't want to spoil it, but
okay,
it
could lead up to more. Yeah, I could, but going off of the fact that they're going to make a second season, they can finish this first season without having any, like, cliffhangers or anything that...
Well, there's going to be a big-ass cliffhanger.
For this season?
For the first season, yes.
So that's why they're making the second season, then?
Hopefully so.
What do you mean, hopefully so?
Because...
I'm getting lost here, and I want to know.
Because, No Game, No Life came out, like, what, 2 years ago?
Okay.
Think so.
Yeah, 2 years ago, and they're barely making a second season to it.
Damn. Feels bad.
Yep. Yes, it does.
But, anyways, since we've been on this anime gaming scene for a while now, and we're almost getting to the end of our podcast, let's move on to those games, yeah? May I move on to those games? After my last Fortnite thing, I don't want to, like...
Actually, just one more, which... My friend Red Fox got me into, and it's just to finish off with the gaming and the anime topic, Recreators.
What is this beautiful joy you're
and
talking
it,
about?
And it's fun because it's not just video games that get introduced into this anime, it's mangas as well, and animes.
And that's the opposite of what these things where you get transferred into their world, and this one, the video game people or the people that come out of mangas get transported to the real world. That's the opposite.
Okay, so what I'm getting from both of you, the White Owl and Red Fox, is that in this one, this anime has video games and animes in an anime.
And yeah, and manga, which is it's fun, you know. You've never really heard of an anime that does this.
I don't know, that sounds interesting, though. You're watching an anime that's about animes and video games and mangas, so while you're watching it, they're also reading or watching animes and mangas, or they do references, or what is this?
It's references. It's cool because, like, you'd expect, like, the random people in the anime to, like, not react to these characters, but since they're very popular in that anime world, they'll recognize a game character, they'll think they're cosplaying, yeah. And it just makes the anime a lot more fun, because Not only does the main character know who these people are, it's also the other animated characters that are not part of the anime get involved.
So side characters, all those side people you see walking on the roads of an anime, and
yeah,
things like that.
They did a fun way of having everybody to react to these characters.
And this one's called Recreators, correct?
Yeah.
So as Red Fox said, in this one, instead of you going to their world is coming to you.
Yeah. All those characters come to the real world.
And then just to make it easy, just a brief description, these characters eventually find out what they are, and they're trying to look for their creators to recreate their life. That's all I could tell you.
You know, this feels familiar. I think it's that one anime you guys may have shown me once that I wanted to continue, but I never figured it out. Because, spoiler alert, if it's not a spoiler, well, I'm just saying it regardless, trying to avoid angry fans. Is this the one that had a character that looked like Sword Art Online and they came out to the real world? I remember you guys made me watch an anime, something like that.
Oh, yeah, where we told you that the character reminds you of Asuna?
Yeah, something like that. So it's Recreator. There we go. See, now I got an anime I can add to my list. Is this on Crunchyroll or Netflix? Or would I have to go to one of those websites we mentioned earlier?
I do not remember. I don't think it might not be on any of them.
So not even on Kiss Anime or... Yeah,
you'd have to go on one of those other websites.
Kiss Anime, and what was the other one again for our listeners?
Nine Anime,
Kiss Anime, hashtag not sponsored. So that way you guys can look up Recreators. See, this was an anime they showed me a while ago, and I always wanted to continue, but I never bothered asking them the name. Why? Because I got lazy.
Now, the last part of this, now for sure, is the anime that started this genre of games and anime being put together. I've only seen one or two different animes. They're not all the same, but the Hack Signs. I can't really talk much of it because I haven't watched it since when I first started watching it back in the days.
So but, how old is this since you said back in the days?
It's really old.
It's pretty old. Yeah. I mean, early 2000s maybe is when the first set of characters. And I like the fact that they kept the main characters description very almost the same even throughout the different when they create, you know, the different animators that made it. But it's one of those where the character goes into a game, and the cool part is if you level up, and it's cool because say you're playing an actual adventure game, and even if you're one of the characters is not even fighting, just for it being part of the fight, they level up, like
XP share.
Exactly.
Pokemon.
So, this is one of those animes that really made it that fun, because you're like, oh, dude, this is exactly what I'm at the time I was playing Final Fantasy I believe it was like 8 or 7. And I thought it was fun because I'd watch the anime and then I'd go to play the game. It's like exactly what I'm playing, but obviously animated.
And what anime is this again?
You could just look up Hack Signs. There's Hack Sign. There's like a Hack Sign Plus slash Life, a Hack Sign Re. There's a lot, but give those a chance.
So the early 2000s called Hack Signs, which means most likely they'd have to go to like Kiss Anime and that website again because I can't remember.
Nine Anime, but
Might actually be on Crunchyroll. Yeah,
some of them might be on Crunchyroll.
Ooh, there you guys go. Yeah, some of them.
Give them a chance if you're into video games and anime and adventure. Obviously, leveling up the whole shebang bang. Now,
which if you're here, you most likely are. I'm just saying. Not you know. So. As he was saying, and now with my cat, my co-host's permissions, I'll take us back into that gaming aspect. I'm trying to avoid another Fortnite fiasco over here. You know, got a lot of backlash and a lot of hits, and it's like needed hell eyes to recuperate from those burns over there. So, going on to these gaming sections, what I personally wanted to talk about was all these reboots, all these remastered, all these games coming back that we all played. Well, I don't know if all of us, but a good amount of us. If you're old enough, you've played these games. Spyro, Crash Bandicoot, Mega Man, Call of Duty. Is anybody and their mothers played Call of Duty? All the old Call of Duties. We're getting all these games remastered. We're getting them redone. Spyro is the most recent one right now, I believe. It's coming back for PS4 and Xbox One.
That one took a while. I believe he got added to one of those games where you put like a character onto like a little platform.
Ooh, Skylanders. There you go. Spyro, yes.
So they tried revolving him when they added it to him.
I feel like that was their way of trying to bring Spyro back. Yeah. But this way right here, with all these new reboots and everything, I feel like the Spyro thing, my biggest shocker was the fact that it's coming out on Xbox. Originally, yes. PlayStation exclusive. Yes, back and now it's PS1 on Xbox. Days. No, PS2, let me correct you.
I believe it was
Spyro is PS2 as far as I know. No, oh, it was PS1?
It's around Crash
Bandicoot. The original Spyro game?
The original Spyro.
Spyro as PS1.
Yes, so the reboot, though, I don't know if you consider it a reboot, but these new ones, the Spyro Trilogy package, which you get 3 of the PS2 copy games for your PS4 with updated graphics and everything. My hopes on this reboot is they do it like how Xbox did Halo Combat Evolved, where you can play with the new fancy enhanced graphics, and there's a mode in the Options Center where you can go back to those old school graphics and relive those memories if you were around during that time. And if you weren't, or if you weren't old enough to try them out, now's your chance to try them out.
And hopefully not get like a sick or anything, because obviously for you new players that are barely getting into video games, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of you guys that honestly just like anime or cartoons, you guys watch it for the graphics. I mean, if you're not into the whole almost pixely, weird, sharp-edged animation, then I guess I wouldn't recommend it unless you just want to see how bad we had it growing up.
True.
What we thought was amazing.
The top-of-the-end graphics we had. True. So, Spyro, though, coming back, Xbox One and PS4. Hashtag not sponsored. And then Crash Bandicoot, though. That was originally redone last year during the summer for it was called the Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy. It came back for PS4. And now recently with this new Spyro reboot, I've looked around and noticed they're also bringing the Crash Bandicoot but to Xbox One, the Switch, and I think maybe PC, but I'm not too sure on PC. But now they're going multi-platform as well. Another one that I believe was a PlayStation exclusive, Crash Bandicoot, is making its way with those reboots and multi-platform. And then with Mega Man, I believe they have a new collection coming out. I believe it's PS4 with all the older Mega Man games for everyone to play. And then
Kirby being one of the next ones that... Dude. I don't want to know if it's rebooted, but it reminded me of the first Kirby game I played on the 64.
Which Kirby is this?
I can't remember what the name was, but the thing is... Kirby Land? It might have been Kirby Land. I'm not sure, but the thing is...
I'm asking because the newest Kirby I heard of was the one for the Switch. I'm not sure if it was a reboot or anything.
No, it's that one. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's a reboot, but these older games are, you know, being brought back up to life.
Well, talking about Kirby, Nintendo right now has been the king of reboots and remastered games. All they've been doing is...
And they've been doing great because...
Yeah, but all they're doing is porting all these Wii U games to my Switch. All I'm getting is Donkey Kong Tropical, Frieza, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, and praying to God that the new Smash Brothers, even if it is, I'm still going to buy it. I'm a Nintendo guy.
But the thing is, the only reason they're doing so big and why they're doing this is there's kids every day. There's kids growing up. There's kids, obviously.
The nostalgia.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, and obviously even for us adults, I mean, I don't consider myself an adult, but, it just brings back those memories, those happy times. If you're like in your late 30s, which I'm not, and you're just feeling like a shit. No, I'm not.
Because he's actually over 40.
Fuck, what the hell?
We're just kidding. We're just giving him a hard time.
But anyways, And you're just, you know, it's one of those days where it's your day off. You don't drink or you don't go out to parties. You're not that social or whatever. Not trying to be negative. But, and you're just trying to have a good time. You pop one of those suckers in and it brings back all those happy memories you had of having to make sure you made it home on time before your other siblings made it so you could have the best control or even just to...
All you had to do was be the oldest. If you're the oldest, you got player one and you got the better controls. Your siblings could suck it. I'm just saying.
Dude, just pretend their control's plugged in.
Man. Yeah, that's good,
that's only if you were that cold of a boy. I wasn't. Hell no. If I saw my character not do a special move that I learned while by going online to research it, and these guys were kicking my ass, I would find out if that controller was plugged in or not, because I knew how to cheat.
Yeah, but no, like I was saying though, with that Smash Brothers, praying to God that is not a port, and even if it is just a port of the Smash Brothers for the Wii U, I'm still buying it. I'm hoping it's an entirely new Smash Brothers though, because with Nintendo Switch right now, there's been a lot of like porting over from the Wii U, which is great for the people that didn't buy the game first round on the Wii U. They can play them now and everything. But I'd like some new stuff, like that Pokemon game they say they have in the works. I hope it's like the DS and Game Boy Advance, those type of Pokemon games. I hope it's one of those, a big old expanded Pokemon on the Switch. That's what I want.
So, what game do you want to get rebooted?
Oh, come on, what kind of question is that? There's been one game on my hit list for the longest time. I'm a huge soccer fan. So Mario Strikers, obviously. Mario Strikers is the biggest reboot I want. I don't care about these Call of Duties. I don't care about this. I want my Strikers. They brought it for the GameCube first, then they brought it for the Wii. Wii U came out, no Strikers. They brought back tennis on the Wii U. They brought all these other sports games for Mario Olympics. Mario Sonic at the Olympics, come on. They did so many Mario games and these things, and it's like, not a single soccer game? Are you kidding me? I don't know if they did golf, but if they did, I'm a little upset.
They did. They covered almost every other.
For the Wii U?
Yeah, they did.
They got a golf one. Yeah.
There you go. See, I'm a little salty with that. I want my Mario Strikers on my Wii. Not on my Wii U. I want it on my Switch now.
Dude, have they done the football one?
No, I believe no.
They got to do a football one.
But it'd be kind of like Blitz. You remember Blitz in the arcade where you could like hurt people on purpose?
Oh, dude, you see that?
I believe
X-ray?
It.
The X-ray of their bones breaking?
I don't know. How would football work with Mario? I don't know. With Mario characters.
Blitz was a rated end game, guys.
Yeah. Like you hit stick them, you see their bones breaking.
You can literally juice up your characters with legal stuff. Like,
I don't know how would football work though with Mario characters, because remember Strikers is strictly Mario characters. You got your main character Mario, Luigi, Princess Peach, Princess Peach,
Mario rugby,
Daisy, all those main characters are your main person, and then you have your little side characters, the Boos, the Toads, the Koopas, all these other ones. How do you think that would work if they did a football one?
I don't know. How would it work?
Like I said, I think it'd be like a Blitz, but obviously more childlike. Probably.
So the main characters, like how they did in Strikers, would be your quarterbacks most likely then?
Most likely.
Or would they be like running backs?
Probably. Like Mario, Luigi, they would be the quarterbacks. Uh-huh. And like the Koopas.
They'd be like your string of defense.
Yeah, they'd be like your receivers, your defenders and stuff like that. I think that's how it'd probably work.
You know, another one, now that you said football, I would like to see some hockey. Have they done hockey for Mario and Nintendo?
I don't think so either. Maybe in the Winter Games?
Mario Sonic Winter anything? Olympics, right? I've never touched any of those Olympic games, so I don't know. Either. But I think a hockey game from Mario would be nice as well to have on the Switch. Even though that's not a reboot. We were originally focusing on reboot. Like I said, my reboot is still Strikers. I'm all for Nintendo re-bringing back my Super Mario Strikers.
You know
what
I want to reboot them for? Wii Sports.
The Wii Sports?
You get a free game, and it was legit.
You know you didn't play Wii Sports, dude.
Everybody, everybody that could barely afford a Wii, if you were like me, you barely got it, you were thankful to Nintendo. That was your first Wii game. You bought a Wii, had a game. That was it. You didn't have to buy an extra game. The only thing you had was you had a single player game because you only had one controller. You wanted to do multiplayer, you got to spend on that controller.
So, back to the reboot options. You know, he said Mario.
Mario Strikers right here. Navi right here.
For me, honestly, which... My buddies over here already told me they already. Apparently, I've been living underneath the rock where all the Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, hell yeah. Those got rebooted and everything. Woo, yeah. Kingdom Hearts.
I think you're Patrick, dude. You were hiding under that rock.
Yeah, man. But if it's like that, then I'd wish for them to reboot the first like 8 Final Fantasies. I know they already did number 7, which is a big one. It was one of the biggest ones, but I want them to reboot all the first 8. 8 being my favorite one with Leon.
Reboot or just remaster them?
Well, I mean, there's some that came obviously with the computer where the characters so obviously
you want them remastered though, the same game just with the updated graphics and everything. Nothing, you wouldn't want any changes in them then?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, they're perfect the way they are. Maybe just a little bit shorter on the summons on certain games, because there would be a fight where you'd last like maybe 8 hours to summon something or the move. But maybe just cut off a little bit on that, because, you know, now, with jobs and whatnot, you know, responsibilities.
All right. So far we got my vote for Mario Strikers over here and the Final Fantasy boy over there. What about you two over here? You guys, any...
Well, you already know mine, dude. I want that Modern Warfare 2.
Come on. Everyone's heard already all the rumors circulating. That's why I didn't even touch on those. We all know. As of right now, all the rumors. What do they say? Modern Warfare 2 is being remastered. It's not confirmed, but rumors say it's being remastered, but campaign mode only.
Yeah, which
what kind I of want. Triggering effects is that?
I don't care about the campaign was good, but I want the multiplayer.
I feel like today's time with the internet and connection and multiplayer and everything, I feel like that's what everybody wants, that Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
They want that multiplayer aspect. Which makes me question, like, would they really... You think they'd be willing to drop a game for just campaign only?
What if they just do two separate things? They make you pay for multiplayer later.
That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like they're going to drop the campaign, you buy the disc, and they sell you the multiplayer as a DLC. Which is something not very new in today's day. Everything is sold to you.
That's all I want, dude. I want that intervention in my hands again, man.
Or if you have an Xbox One, just pray to the gods above and hopefully that Microsoft makes it backwards compatible. If it gets backwards compatible, I guess you're hitting up a GameStop and eBay and Amazon buying that disc, and that's one way to play.
I want it remastered, you know. I want that updated stuff.
Hey, if they don't remaster, what's the next best thing? Backwards compatibility.
Yes, play the old one.
I'm just saying that's another option.
Gotta do those 1v1s on Rust again, you know.
Or if you're like me, Shipment, I'm just saying.
No, we're talking about Modern Warfare 2 here, alright? We're talking about the good Call of Duty.
I guess. Alright, Juan, what about you, Juan? You've been awfully quiet. What's your remastered?
Resident Evil 3.
Three.
Ooh,
three. So, Resident Evil 3. Resident Evil, out of all, I've never really played many Resident Evils. The first one I tried was 4. Couldn't beat it. Yeah, I don't like scare. Fuck horror. Excuse my language again. I don't do too well with horror.
Says the guy, he doesn't want to cuss anymore.
Yes, I'm working on my swear words and everything, but, you know, horror is just... Oof. So, Resident Evil 3, though. Why, out of all of the series, I only played 4 and 5 and 6-ish, a little bit of 6.
You skipped the first three?
Yeah. The first three. I'm like that with movies, too.
What happened to? The scariest just because the way you control your player is a little bit harder and a little bit awkward.
Yeah. Skip 1, 2, and 3. Yeah,
maybe
so
that's
I
why
with
you
four.
Started with 4, dude, because those aren't as scary as the old ones.
It doesn't matter. Point is, I started with 4.
Well, they remade Resident Evil 0.
Yes, I heard.
For the GameCube. They remade it for the Xbox and PS4. And they haven't touched any like the old ones, like Resident Evil Director's Cut.
Well, actually,
Resident
they
Evil
did
2.
Do. I believe it was the first Resident Evil. I actually have it on. I believe it's my Xbox
Director's Cut.
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, then yeah.
But so why 3 though? You specifically?
Well, 3. I think 3 is one of the most iconic ones because that's the one where they introduced Nemesis. It was a brand new character for Resident Evil.
You feel like it's the most iconic one, or sales number, or anything that you
No, it's not better? That. It's just that.
Or to you, it's a personal favorite.
It's one of the most scariest ones. It's like the one, like, you're walking down a highway, and you see this guy with a rocket launcher.
Why the hell do they have a rocket launcher in Resident Evil?
Yeah, right?
I remember that.
He's basically a zombie that could control his...
The hell does he have a rocket launcher, though? Where were you?
He's hella broken.
He's walking down a highway.
Yeah, walking down a highway, like, in the
PlayStation. How do they get a rocket launcher in that... First of all...
The Nemesis is one of those.
Where does it take place?
Raccoon City. It takes place in Raccoon City.
So it's a city, okay.
But he's hunting down like the special ops operated stars.
Okay.
And he's hunting down all the star members. And your main character, Jill Valentine's?
Yes.
She is a star member.
And you're the character you're playing is hunting down star members?
No, the player you're playing is a star member. She's a cop. That city.
Just trying to get the hell out of that city.
Yeah, pretty much, because the city's infected like with zombies and stuff.
And were the was military involved by any chance for them to have rocket launchers somehow?
Well, Umbrella, the main company that made that virus, has their own special army, like their little special army. I mean, this is like a side mission later on the road. You find out why they came to the. Pretty much, they're trying to take out anyone that knows about the virus. Okay. And pretty much, they're going to be the ones blowing up the city.
All right, I'm still on the rocket launcher situation, dude. I can't get my
well, mind. Okay, it's funny.
Does the person with the rocket launcher happen to be a zombie or a regular person?
Well, he's experimented.
Yeah, he's genetically enhanced.
So he's an experiment with a rocket using launcher.
That same rocket launcher virus. And a mini gun.
Yeah. Using that gun. Same virus that created the zombies, but this guy is genetically altered so that he could be controlled. So he's not completely insane and wants to eat your brains or anything.
I'm assuming this is a boss character then, most likely.
Yeah, then this boss character is the one of the most unfairest boss characters in video games, I think.
Well, motherfucker has a minigun and an RPG. Well,
besides that, he has 4 transformations. After you kill him, you think you kill him the first time?
Just don't go into the details for the listeners if they play.
I don't like those type of things. You're there for it.
You're there.
One guy.
If you guys pick up Resident Evil 3 somehow to play the old version, because there is no reboot, correct? Beware to that boss and RPGs and miniguns. Woo!
If you see the RPG and the minigun,
and just also, run. Also, quick fact is this is the last Resident Evil where you can actually make your own ammo. Because I don't know why they made it that way. But you could get certain items and combine them to make either ammo, new handgun parts, stuff like that.
So they lowered the crafting system after that.
Yeah, because it was way too hard. Like, literally, if you compare the Japanese version and the USA version,
Would you call it harder, or would it be more time-consuming? Like, you actually had to grind and go out there and collect stuff to get the ammo, making it a little bit more challenging.
Well, when they released it for here, for the States... That made it easier for the players.
Because that's what I'm referring to. They feel like
it's easier.
The way you're talking is like that the company decided to take an easier approach to players, how most games are doing nowadays, making it easier for them.
Then pretty much because of that aspect, people don't even collect stuff. They have it in the system, but they don't use it.
Sounds like me, dude. I'm the type of player that'll go around and just collect the easier stuff. I ain't going to go and grind and try to build my own stuff. Screw that, dude. That takes time.
So that's the game you'd want to be
rebooted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Resident Evil 3, good selection.
Back and in gaming wise, let's congratulate Team Liquid for taking that League of Legends tournament here, right? Against 100 Thieves.
They cheated.
How did they cheat? Like why?
League of Legends, what is this for the ones that may be here just for the anime part of the podcast?
What do you mean what it is? It's League of Legends.
Okay, but what is it?
It's a League of Legends.
All right, Red Fox.
It's a where you get ranked is 5v5. You pick characters, and depending on the characters or the lane you pick, top laners is usually like a bruiser, or if you want to go tanky way. Thing is, like,
I don't get anything you're saying, so it's just a computer
game. It's a 5v5 game.
Strategic.
There's 5 different positions on the map. There's top lane, mid lane, jungler, ADC, and your support.
Okay, and you guys compete. That's one team. The other team has the exact same position. Yes.
And there's a whole bunch of different champions you can choose. All right,
sounds good.
The goal is get to their site and destroy their nexus. The game can last 20 minutes. It can last an hour. It just depends how good you are and how good the other team is, or how good your team comp is. Yeah,
sounds good.
But yes, Team Liquid, let's go. Yes. Double lift, all the way. But I mean. Hopefully, 100 Thieves does come back eventually. They were the underdogs of the whole tournament.
Damn.
They were a new team, and they got to the finals.
But then again, who did they have?
What's next?
They're winning Worlds.
Feels bad.
It's over. GG all the other teams.
GG, easy game, easy life, easy win.
Easy game, easy life.
Well, yeah, I'm assuming this is pretty much going to conclude our podcast for today. The White Owl over here wants to do like a special shout out, you know.
Yes, a special shout out to Mr. Bubbles for referring Trigun, which I have watched, another big amazing anime. And I wanted the whole group to do this with me. So, yes, you guys are going to repeat after me, all right?
Okay. I have no idea what's going on here.
After this, you guys are repeating.
All right.
This world is made of.
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 Love.
And peace.
And peace.
Plus Ultra.
Stupid.
But yes, thanks, Mr. Bubbles.
What the hell is that anyways?
It's his thing. Like, it's that's the main character's thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Nice.
But you got to deal with crossing your index finger and your pointer.
I'll give you this finger instead.
I don't like that finger.
But yes, thank you.
I know you don't.
Because of that recommendation, even though I watched it, you've made me go back to watch it too for the I don't know how many umpteenth time.
Let's just say you made the White Owl's day. You made everyone's day by commenting. You're our first comment.
Right now, for you, my goal is to get Red Fox to watch it because he doesn't want to watch it.
There you go. Graphics. He's trying to get another fan onto
that
anime.
If you could comment again to try to persuade him. to persuade him into giving it a chance because the storyline is a really amazing character.
Do you want to explain what persuade is?
Persuade.
You know, you don't have to pick on him. You know he meant persuade.
I know.
All right. But for real though, thank you. I want to thank all you listeners and everybody out there. Thank you for being a Baka Dweeb. If you want to refer to yourself as that, but we are the Baka Dweebs. Yeah. And we are the Baka Dweebs, and as these guys pointed out so fiercely with judging eyes, we didn't do our anime recommendation of the week. So what was our anime recommendation of the week? I know what it is, but I want to see if these guys know.
I had like 50 more, and they were all old, but I forgot the one these guys wanted to recommend.
But we went unanimous with one before the podcast.
I must have been drunk or something, because I don't remember.
Because, you know, if each of us name one every week, we're going to run out here.
I have a vast amount of anime.
That's good for you. Sounds like a personal problem.
Damn.
So our anime of the week is, take it away, Red Fox.
Brum.
Dun, 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 dun. Boom.
Dude, the SpongeBob song, dude. That thing when you know when he's about to say the Krusty Krab formula, you gotta do that a little bit.
Oh, and the bum, 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 bum. All right, Bomboncito, take it away.
Okay, the anime recommendation for the week is gonna be Seven Deadly Sins.
The Seven Deadly Sins. And if you watch a dub pretty soon, you're going to be saying, Sir Meliodas.
Just like he just did. But that was a little weird.
just a little
especially
bit.
Especially he's like looking at me and saying that.
Sir Meliodas.
He's going to start saying, Sir, Mr. Red Fox.
Nah, none of that.
But yes, Seven Deadly Sins.
Check it out. It's on Netflix, season one. And as we said, the winter and the spring season are still going on right now. So you can check those out on Kiss Anime and...
Nine Anime.
Hashtag not sponsored, but... You can catch us next week for our next podcast, which will be 50-50. It'll be 50 anime, 50 video games. We are the Baka Dweebs, and this is Navi_5_ signing out.
One-Eyed Owl.
Bote, a.k.a. Red Fox.
And Juanchino. Also, this podcast will be on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Pocket Cast. So if you guys didn't know, it's going to be on all those three. I'll leave the link down below after this podcast. And pretty much that's it.
And support me on Twitch. Follow me. Subscribe. Anything. I'm trying to get followers. I suck. Twitch.tv/XNobleGhost5X. Peace out.
That's it. Signing out. Late.